This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Certainly not on Coughlin time. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by...
Yeah, I'm the anti-Coughlin. I go the other way.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. So, the New York Mets have lost two games in a row. But Juan Soto did hit two home runs. And it was close to this time yesterday, if you were listening. And if you were not, I will catch you up. A question was posed to our own positive Tommy Lugauer. If the Knicks advance, game six of the Celtics and Knicks will be the same night and same time as game one Subway Series Yankee Stadium. Where are you going, Tommy? And Tommy, without hesitation, said, what do you mean? Of course, where am I going? I'm going to be at the baseball game. And he was side-eyed by Knicks fans. So I thought about it all night.
Can I defend him? He then said, I didn't really hear the question. Let me hear the question again.
He did hear the question.
And then he went back and forth and said he'd be at the Garden. So he did eventually change his mind.
Yeah, and then didn't feel good about it. But I'm here to give you, especially if the Soto's two homers today, the five real reasons Tommy picked going to a Yankees-Mets game over a Knicks-Celtics game six. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
He himself wants to boo Juan Soto. He's not happy with that pressure answer. And if he does it at Yankee Stadium, it sounds like Yankee fans are doing it.
So it's a safe space for him?
Tommy, would you boo Juan Soto?
I would boo Juan Soto pretending to be a Yankee fan a la Evan, infiltrating in disguise.
Ah. Oh, that's... What is that? That's like a double...
It's a double reverse. It's a double swerve.
Double swerve.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Number four.
That's Vince Russo booking. Am I right, Tommy?
Definitely.
Hey, go ahead.
Tommy is so paranoid, he doesn't want to leave us three to be saying stuff behind his back at a baseball game.
That's what it is?
That should be number one.
What are we, the White Lotus Girls?
Yeah, that's what he thinks. He thinks. All right, here we go.
Number three.
In his heart, Tommy believes the Knicks will lose to Boston in four or five. So in his mind, game six is never happening anyway.
I agree. I think that's number one.
I think
one.
That's probably the best one.
Yep.
Okay, well, here we go.
Number two.
In Tommy's mind, he doesn't even believe the Knicks are winning in this round. So therefore, there won't be a game six versus the Boston Celtics.
Actually, might trump number three. All right. Yeah, I think you got the order correct.
And number one.
You better hit that out of the park here.
And number one is Tommy truly has always cared more about Yankee losses than he has Met or Knicks wins. And that's your Cinco
that's
de Fivo.
That's a good list
that's
right
solid
there,
fandom right there.
It is. Good job, Sean. Cinco de Fivo every day at 5 o'clock. Now, this is going to continue, but out of respect to Sal. Sal's not here today. My prayers with Sal and his family. But we will continue to ask him if the NL East is over, but I'm not going to bother him while he's away. So I do have a replacement. I do have something we'll do instead at 5:05 instead of annoying Sal until he returns. I'm going to ask someone else a question every day at 5:05. Do you want to know what that question is?
Sure, tell me.
Good timing, Sean. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
If the Knicks and Celtics are playing a game six at Madison Square Garden the same night as Yankees-Mets, Yankee Stadium, Soto's return, what are you going to do and where are you going to go.
I appreciate you asking me that, Evan, because I tossed and turned all night after I said what I said on the air yesterday. I even got grief today when I walked in from Brandon Tierney, and it's just been eating at me because I felt like the answer I gave yesterday on the air was the wrong answer.
Mm.
I spoke out of just feeling like I was being attacked. Like if I picked door number one, it would be, well, how could you possibly not be there positive, Tommy? You said you're big brother. So I was very defensive over my things that I've created. And I gave the wrong answer.
Mm.
The correct answer here at 505 is I will be at the Garden for Knicks Celtics. It is bigger than a regular season game. In fact, that's Little Brothers World Series, Yankee fans. So don't celebrate any of those wins because it doesn't matter. It's not really a World Series. It's just a regular season game. So enjoy the game. If you guys want to turn your back on Juan Soto, have at it. I'll be at the Garden.
And you needed BT to talk you into this?
No, I was already feeling that way. I even said it to him off air. I was already feeling that way. It was legitimately eating at me. I was like, I said the wrong thing on the radio.
Did Brandon give you the disappointed uncle look? Like,
yeah, he's like, bro, that's the absolute wrong answer. He did one of those, it's the Garden, and he walked out. I was like, I know that.
They were right.
I feel bad for you, though, Tommy, because you were kind of blindsided by it. You're working too hard. You got too much going on back there. Sean's not helping you. You're in and
he's
out.
He's useless.
You're in and out of the studio.
Yes,
you
correct.
Come right back in. You catch the tail end, maybe five words of the conversation, and they get immediately asked a question, and you have zero context. And so, being a good radio host as well as a producer, executive producer of the show, you
contribute. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You contributed.
I
thought it wouldn't matter. Now Evan is trolling you for it.
No.
Evan's making fun of you for it. Evan's making a bit out of you for it.
Well, I'm just...
And he's your friend?
I
hate to meet your enemies, Tommy.
I'm just replacing the sound.
Many men wish death upon me, I would say that.
I'm actually doing him a favor by asking it to him again.
Huh?
I could have just let it die and say, yeah, the guy picked Mets Yankees over Knicks Celtics. But this is a deeper issue, and this goes back to the beginning of the show. If you missed any of it, hello, SNY, by the way. If you've missed any of it, go all the way back to 2 o'clock. We began this show by me needing to create a character for Knicks fans, which is Positive Evie, because I believe in the Knicks tonight. I do. I think they're going to close out the Pistons. I think they're advancing to the Eastern Conference semifinals for the third straight year. And the reason I believed I needed to create this character, A, honoring Positive Tommy, I give you a lot of credit for last year's Mets success, so my kudos to you, sir.
You got it.
But also because everybody around here, not that they're giving up, Teak,
yeah,
but they're down in the dumps, including Tommy. Like, I've looked into Tommy's eyes, and I see defeat. And the real reason, besides good radio host, he didn't really understand the question, besides all that, which is fair, is he doesn't believe in the New York Knicks. He doesn't believe in the Knicks tonight. He doesn't believe in the Knicks in a potential Game 7. And God knows, he doesn't believe in the Knicks in a best of 7 against the Celtics. So his answer came from deep in his soul, which is, there isn't going to be a Knicks-Celtics Game 6. So of course I'll be at the stadium. And that's why I'm here to help you. It isn't over yet. Jalen Brunson is the king for a reason. A year ago, almost to the date, he dropped 41 in a game six after they lost the game five at Madison Square Garden. Karl Anthony Towns has shown you a little bit of signs of the killer instinct, especially in Detroit. This series ends tonight. And if it ends in the definitive way I think it could, I think the optimism of Tommy comes back. I think the optimism of a lot of people around here comes back.
Right.
And you just need a reminder that you're better than the Pistons. And tonight you'll prove it. And you will start to believe again. And you may not say thank you to me, but deep in your soul, you will.
You know what, Evan? I've always said this. You're playing checkers. I'm playing chess. I got you to take the bait. I've always believed in the Knicks.
Stop.
I've never quit on them.
Stop.
And you know why? That whole thing I just did there, nice acting, right? You know why I'm not going to be at Game 6 at the Garden? Because there's not going to be a Game 6. Because the Knicks are winning tonight. They're going to do damage. And they're going to beat the Celtics in 5. And you could clip that digital team.
Okay. Sean. Sean.
Yeah, I'll cancel the catering for the Positive Tommy funeral if you want.
Do you want to reveal the private information you have about Tommy?
Oof. This is going to hurt, Tommy.
There was that one time in Vegas, and, you know,
Tommy,
it is what it is.
Sean has something to say to Tiki and the audience about Tommy Lugauer.
Tommy,
and him.
I'm going to pre-apologize to you.
Are you going to wrap me out here, bro?
Because it's going to be uncomfortable for the next hour between us, but I did go to Evan with something that happened. I didn't know he was going to do this here, so I'm sorry. When I came into work today, the first person I saw was Tommy. And I approached him in the newsroom and I said, Tommy, look, it's a big Knicks game tonight.
Big Knicks game.
I'm giving you an opportunity after yesterday when you made the call and going to the baseball game. I think the Knicks fans need you. I think the Knicks fans need Positive Tommy. Mm. Tommy, do you want to do Cinco today and give us the 5 reasons on why you will lead the Knicks to victory tonight? And Tommy looked at me dead in the eyes like a chihuahua on hospice and said,
oddly specific.
And said,
I know.
With these sad eyes, I can't do that. I don't believe. They're not winning the series.
Wow.
And now, 3 hours later, wow. you're pretending you acted?
Come on, Tommy.
I'm not calling Sean a liar, but you have absolutely no proof that that conversation took place.
It can't happen.
Well, you were there, Evan?
No, but I believe Sean. Mm-hmm. There are certain moments that I believe. You know what?
He said.
Here's what I will tell you. Here's how you can prove me wrong. Let's give him a reprieve. It's 5:11 on this beautiful Thursday. We are 2 hours away from Knicks basketball. How about an impromptu Cinco de Lugo from Tommy Lugauer on why you will lead the Knicks to victory tonight?
That's a great idea, Evan, because if he really believes it,
he'll do it.
If he believed it with the urgency that he just said when he stood up and said, clip it, digital team, it should flow without you having to pre-plan it.